Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
In 20 minutes, Brian Scalabrine joins the show. Give us his best bets for tonight, Game 6, Bucks and Suns, and to play a game of upper or lower. Next hour, all NFL. NFL Futures Market, your tweets at You Better You Bet, and in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, Power Hour, Final Hour, all of our bets for tonight. Me, Ken, maybe Tyler will hop in, Rick Cam certainly, of course, side total props from us. Game 6 tonight. And what could be the final game of the NBA season, which is both sad and awesome at the same time,
right,
between Milwaukee and Phoenix. And the prop king, 12 bets for tonight. 12. Side, total, 10 props. If tonight is the last night of the season, as T.S. Eliot famously wrote Ken Barkley, we go out not with a whimper, but with a bang tonight in the past.
Did he write that? Did he really write that?
That's a T.S. Eliot line, right? Oh, went out not with a bang, but
what
with a whimper.
T.S. Eliot write? He wrote a bunch of stuff. What did he write?
I don't know. I don't know. I know just enough about a lot of different things to make it sound like I'm really smart.
You always do this, and sometimes I actually feel really bad for pressing you on it, because there's a part of me that probably knows, but there's nothing.
Feel bad.
There's
no depth. I think it's there, funny.
Right, but it's just funny. Sometimes I'll be like, you read that guy? No, I don't read him. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I get off on this kind of stuff. The fact that I do this to people in like my personal life, and they're like, wow, like this guy's really smart, and in my head I'm thinking, well, you're an idiot. Full. And then I get to go on the show and be like, yeah, I'm full of it. That's okay. I told you, I used to leave out Einstein's theory of relativity. This is true. Like when I was single and I lived in Queens, and like girls would come
this.
Over and they'd look at them like, wow, you read Einstein? I was like, just a little.
Just a little.
Listen, here's a tip for everyone out there. You want to impress people? Learn one thing about like 10 different subjects and drop them in every once in a while. The assumption that people will have when you do that is that you are a genius. Like, wow, I can't believe he knows that. Because they're not going to press you on it.
How does he find the time? How does he get the time to do it?
They don't know either. So they're going to assume that you know. Just a little life tip for you there.
Sure.
So T.S. Eliot, not with a bang, but with a whimper. We're going to reverse it. We're not going out with a whimper. We're going out with a bang. Unless all the bets lose.
There could be some potential whimpers tonight. There could be a few.
in the pit of misery tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it is potentially, Ken, the last night of the NBA season. And with that, you came up with the idea earlier, a great idea, mostly because it's going to fill a segment and it's also going to be fun, which is our favorite and least favorite bets that we've made this season in the association. So, Rick, I don't know if we want to do like the regular NBA takeaways music. That's like reserved for like game breakdowns. Maybe hit us with recommends, something fun, a little up tempo here, as we got to talk about some of our favorite and least favorite bets. And Ken, I will give you first word here.
Bets. Losses. Oh man, it had been a while. Had to let that one play out a little bit. It had been a little while.
We did that bit last week. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, it was okay.
I missed it. It had been a. Did we really do it last week? These
we did it last week.
Sometimes my concept of time and space is really, really far off here. Okay. First thing that comes to mind, betting NBA. I have some specifics. I'll go general. We incorporated, among other things, two songs into a lot of our wins in the NBA season this year. These are two things which have become a staple, and I think it's only two that really stuck. I'm sure there were more singing bits because it's you and it's me, and it was the NBA and it was the Power Hour. But it was games involving Memphis and games involving the Thunder and playing under the total. Which would you, if we could only bring one into next season, which would you pick?
Oh, it's obvious. It's Memphis.
It has to be Memphis, right?
Well, because like the Thunder might score a million points a game next season. That might die next season.
Over.
Thunder.
Might end up literally just flipping it. But Memphis.
And the Thunder. No one's healthy to play in the game.
Tanking. Right. Yeah.
But listen, next, here's what's great. And it's not just the awesome part. Is that it's not just going to be for the Grizzlies. We're going to do this for the Memphis Tigers in college basketball and college football this year. Where, you know, we're going to be making a bet. We're going to have to change our footwear.
Mm-hmm.
Put on them blue suede shoes and board in the plane. And you know where we're going to touch down, of course.
Yeah.
The land of the Delta Blues.
Middle of the pouring rain.
And it's raining. And it's raining.
So. It's raining. So anyway, that was my first one just because like my fondness, I actually won like more than I normally do for an NBA regular season. I probably got really lucky at times, but beyond like the actual bets and the tabulation of all the math and everything, that Memphis and the unders and Thunder games, but probably Memphis first. That's like easily my favorite part of the season.
We won a lot of money on Pelicans overs. I feel like
we did. That's my next thing I have written down. That was where I was going to go next. Pelicans overs.
All right. I want to get ultra specific.
Okay.
The regular season bet that stands out the most to me, like when I was thinking about it, like, okay, like which bet pissed me off the most that I made this NBA regular season? It was actually not a bet that I gave out on You Better You Bet.
Okay.
It was a game that took place on a Sunday. The date, February 21st, the time, 3 p.m. Eastern, The network, ABC, the play-by-play man, Mike Breen. The game took place in Boston, Massachusetts.
Sure did.
Where the Celtics were a slight favorite. I want to say they were -3 over Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, not only did I have the Boston Celtics in this game for a decent amount of money, I also bet Kemba Walker over points. And after racing out to a double-digit first-half lead that they carried over into the second half, the Celtics folded like a cheap suit. And Kemba Walker, for those of you that watched Kemba in the Big East tournament back in 2011, what he did against the Pitt Panthers, imagine that, and then imagine the opposite. And that's what you got against New Orleans on that day, where he went 1 of 12 from downtown. 1 of 12! If I played on the Celtics that day, I could have gone at least 1 for 12. I might have even gone 2 for 12. I would have got over my points prop if I played for the Celtics. And I'm 5'7". I could have gone 1 for 12 from the field. Kemba Walker got paid $30 million to go 1 for 12. Loser. So not only did I lose my Kemba Walker over points prop, but the Celtics went to overtime and choked it away in overtime also. Pelicans won the game outright. February 21st. 2021, 2-21-21. Kemba under, Celtics lose. Worst loss of my basketball NBA season.
The one that came to mind immediately, and I remember live tweeting it. So there were two basketball games, one college and one pro, that I remember like being in front of my computer when we finished the show and happening. One was a college. It was that like Mercer total that went like triple overtime to go over, which was crazy. And then a week after, it was a night when there were no other games going on. And I was like, well, I like the Mercer over. And it was like 60 points under entering overtime and went over. But February 3rd, and this is definitely a topic that we've done on the show before. February 3rd was Sixers at Hornets, which was a very memorable game for a bunch of
reasons. Oh, it's the LaMelo game. The LaMelo
Ball
game.
It's the LaMelo game. It's correct. Where Charlotte started to really gain a reputation with us for the entire season as a team that was coached by a guy in James Borrego who was extremely interested in covering in all situations. Like, extremely interested where... this ended up being a push for a lot of people because I went back through some of my comments. The game closed 7. Philly wins by 7. But I had to bring up the play-by-play because I remember it's something very specific. That's like the most amazing thing. So, first of all, This game is marked by Philly has an 11-point lead with 50 seconds left. There is a situation where Joel Embiid gets a rebound and LaMelo Ball steals the ball from behind him when they're like running out the clock, basically, to backdoor. And it's like completely like the game is over. Philly is going to cover. LaMelo Ball steals the ball from behind Embiid when everyone's like shaking hands, leads to a 3-pointer the other way. And then my absolute favorite thing is the Hornets end up pushing this and like tryharding at the end because James Borrego proceeds to call a timeout with 7 seconds left down seven. And with 3 seconds left down seven, like imagine being down seven. You shook hands 6 minutes ago and Borrego's like, let's drop a play, fellas.
The best part about this was even if you conjure up a scenario where like you hit a three and it takes like a second and then the team inbounds the ball and you steal it and hit a three, you're still down by one.
You're still down by one and you got like Reggie Miller against the Knicks and you still like, it's just like, why? What are we doing here? So like that game is like burned in my brain as like, oh, James Borrego. I got to remember, if I ever want to bet against James Borrego and he's a dog in the game, better have like a lot to play with at the end because the Hornets are, I mean, just like, one of the more ridiculous endings I think we've ever seen. That was one of the single games that stood out to me.
You bet BetQL, Costos and Barkley on this, perhaps the final night of the NBA season, regular and postseason, going through some of our most and least favorite bets from the year that was. I'm going to give a couple out here. Maybe one is kind of prisoner of the moment because it happened recently, but like I had like a pretty visceral like reaction as it was happening, which was game three of the NBA finals and the under in that game where, I mean, that was the game where Mike Breen just said like 1,000 times in the third quarter, my God, the shot making's through the roof here. It's unbelievable. And we ended up winning at the very end when Abdel Nader and Thanasis Antetokounmpo missed shots at the very end of the game. And we literally covered by a half point or a point or whatever it was. So that one stands out. That was the kind of bet where like I won. Like, I won money. Like, my account had more money in it than before the game started. I won, and I actually felt like I lost. Like, I won, but the experience was so miserable that it's like, just take the money and give me the 2.5 hours I just spent watching this crap back, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad ones. Every Knicks bet I made against the Hawks in the playoffs. Bad. All of them. You know what else was bad?
Remember they were favored to win their first round series against Atlanta?
That's insane. Remember when we had the Nets and the Sixers as Eastern Conference futures for a lot of money?
That's my next thing. Stole my thunder. That was my next thing I had written down. Like, well, as long as it isn't the Bucks.
and neither team made the Eastern Conference final. The one other that I'll give, and I'm sure you'll hit another one that I have here. It kind of set the table for a lot of winning bets this season. Let's go back to the season opener, the opening night of the NBA. Maybe not like the opening night, because I think that was like Lakers Clippers as a standalone game, but the first night where there were like a number of actual games.
What was Nets Warriors was the first game, and then Lakers Clippers was the second game on opening night.
Okay, so it wasn't that night. It was the first night where we had like a lot of games.
Yep. That next
where
we had Friday,
the,
I think.
Where we had the Wizards plus +7 or whatever it was on the road in Philadelphia, which set the stage for a season of winning bets on the Wizards as dogs against elite competition in the NBA. That one stands out as well.
100%. Wizards against good teams was amazing. Detroit against good teams was amazing a bunch of the season. Betting against the Pacers against good teams was one. Rick brings up a great prop one. I didn't have that. I had a bunch written down, but I'm glad Rick brought this up. Playing like any guard over prop against the New Orleans Pelicans was just the absolute best. That's part of the reason why we played overs on them. A couple more I have written down, positive and negative. One more positive, one more negative from the postseason. The negatives from the postseason. Positive, and we have to mention this as part of this segment, the Jokic thing was exceptional.
Yes,
like, the Jokic thing is absolutely incredible. And the idea of, like, we weren't going to do that on the show. We weren't going to talk about who's going to win MVP. We were in a break. And I basically was like, I think I have NBA stuff here. Like, we should come back and do it. And we came back and I go, let me run something by you. And we like talked it out on the air, basically. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't understand. Like, this is amazing. This is like one of the best bets I've ever seen. And we put, and it was all based on James Harden had gotten like enough MVP pub that all the prices settled in a weird range. We had a lot of Jokic. We had some Embiid to win MVP. And it was like really not a sweat. Like, honestly, like it's about as least sweaty as a bet as you can possibly have. So that was really good. That's my positive one. And then my negative one is just the most recent stuff, which is like, I had the Lakers for a lot against Phoenix. And it's, you know, if the Suns have won the title and we could celebrate that accomplishment and everything, the Lakers are actively taunting and making fun of the Suns in game three. And somehow we're here and the Suns are in the NBA finals. And I had the Lakers to win the series for a lot of money. So two recent in terms of Jokic won MVP right around then as well. Those are my final two that stand out.
One that I will give an honorable mention to, because it also did not take place on the show. I don't think that I may have mentioned it the Monday that we came back. This game took place on a Saturday night. I never tweeted that I made the bet. I don't think I came on it and what a great job by me, because right. I literally placed the bet because of a text that you sent that day. So I don't remember what day it was. It was like a month ago. It was Saturday night, all game right. Seven, Bucks Nets. Now, even though, and I know this is bad, that like we had the futures on like the Nets and the Sixers.
Oh,
screw yeah. The Nets, man. That's where my inner Knicks fan took over. And I was at like an engagement party that night. I think I told the story on the show where me and like seven other guys were all huddled around the cell phone watching the end of the game. And like all our girlfriends were really pissed at us. Ken, I think you texted that you liked Milwaukee in the game. And I bet the Bucks. So not only did I win money on the Bucks, but I was rooting for them because I hate the Nets and I wanted to see the Nets lose. And all the people watching the game were Knicks fans and we were all rooting for Milwaukee. And it made for just like an insanely pleasurable experience, even though I ended up losing a nice amount on the Nets future. What can you do?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, the road to the NBA Finals has been littered with teams that we bet on to be in the NBA Finals that are not Milwaukee and Phoenix, basically. So it's like, oh, well, Lakers to win their series, like Nets in seven different ways, Sixers to get there. Like,
what are you going to do? Like Ryan McDonough came on the show bucket. Yesterday and he was like, man, like I was wrong about the Nets Bucks series. Like, were you?
No, you weren't. Yeah, that's right.
Were we wrong like with Lakers over Suns? No, Anthony Davis got hurt.
Right. It's Rock Fight game three, Nets Bucks, Nets up 2-0. Like, felt amazing. Felt like I had the best bet in the world at that point. But that's how this NBA season has gone. But still, despite all those bad things, a lot of great memories too.
And you know, we're going to make some great memories tonight. Some of them potentially courtesy of our next guest, Brian Scalabrini. Going to give us his best bets for tonight. And we will play prop upper or lower.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.